to the show, and thank you again to Rabbi Jeremy Parnes for joining us. We are going to be heading into open lines momentarily, which means text lines, phone lines open for you at 1-877-332-8255. But before we do that, I wanted to connect with Mia Holloway-Chuck, who is our reporter from the 650 CKOM newsroom. Mia joins me in studio. Mia, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So you covered the story yesterday of this is the incident that happened in September of 2024, the tragic event we'll never forget, where a young teenage girl poured a flammable liquid, which we now, I think, understand to be gasoline, on another girl and lit her on fire. That was a tragic incident that we covered, of course, as that unfolded back in September.
Absolutely, yeah. From witnesses, we do know that, you know, a black canister of liquid was poured over this girl, and flames just spread across her body, and it really shook the school up. It shook the community up, our city. I believe it was national news as well.
Yeah.
Very, very sad. We do know a teacher was also injured.
That's right. Sean Hayes, the teacher's name, who teaches at Evan Hardy. He jumped in to try and save the victim who had flames. Do we have a sense of how the victim is doing in all of this? I know it was a long road to recovery, but do we know where things are at?
The family hasn't spoken openly about it, but we did know that she was sent to Edmonton for recovery, and that her grandmother did say at one point it's going to be a long road ahead of her. Like,
and I've heard reports that, I mean, she will live with this for the rest of her life,
yeah,
both mentally and physically as a result of what happened. So yesterday there was a bit of a change because we've been watching. We knew this trial was going to be coming up in 2026.
Absolutely. We knew that there was a trial coming up in May of 2026. It was going to be a judge trial. And we also knew that the Crown was going to seek an adult sentence at the time for this teen. But yesterday we found out that she pleaded guilty to attempted murder and unlawfully causing bodily harm to the teacher, Sean Hayes. So this is a big step in the story, because now we're not going to sit through a trial. We're not going to hear all of the evidence. We are just going to go to sentencing. So it is going to be very interesting to see how this kind of all unfolds as this comes down.
Mm-hmm. There's many different reports that talked about the fact that there was some sort of a relationship that kind of went sideways. The victim was almost being, it started off as a casual friendship, but then the offender started kind of almost harassing.
Yes.
Text messages.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of discipline issues, what we've heard from the school board as well. So they've really upped training for staff and just kind of how they handle incidents, documenting things, just so that this never happens again.
It's tough. I know police found a journal in the offender's school locker where the accused wrote she wanted to hurt the victim. In fact, she wrote the words, "She's going to die today," in there. So it's, this is, of course, like many cases like this, it causes not only questions about this case, but going forward, what can schools do? Have we heard much from the school division on steps they've taken to protect students and teachers from this?
Yeah, we have heard from the school division. They said that they investigated and, you know, saw areas of improvement. So they're really trying to look at how they can improve, you know, violent threat risk assessment,
right,
and documenting things and responding to traumatic events. I know there was a lot of therapy and mental health supports for staff and students there. It's a very sad story.
Mia Holloway-Chuck is joining me in studio. So when is sentencing set for?
Yes, we did hear from the Crown Prosecutor that sentencing submissions, they're going to happen on February 26th, 2026. So we could have a sentence that day, say if it's a maybe joint submission, or we will get a sentence later.
Not long after this happened and an arrest was made, we had heard from the Crown Prosecutors that they could, of course, seek an adult sentence or a youth sentence. At the time they said the arrest was made, they were going to be seeking an adult sentence. It sounds as if that might have changed.
Yeah, up until now, that was our understanding. And as of yesterday, reports are saying that that is not what they're seeking anymore.
No indications, though, really, why that has happened.
No, and so I have a line out there, so we will. I will have more information on that.
Good stuff. Well, Mia, I appreciate you popping in, keeping us up to date on this, and we will check in with you as we learn more details.
Thanks for having me. me.
Mia Holloway, Chuck, from our 650 CKOM newsroom. Of course, the whole issue of whether or not it's an adult sentence versus a youth sentence, a fairly big difference in terms of what the maximum sentence is. For a youth, maximum is 3 years. Maximum for an adult is life in prison. So you can imagine even just that decision by prosecution to pursue a sentence under the youth legislation as opposed to adult will be one that has a lot of people upset and worried. Okay. 1-877-332-8255. That's the number. If you would like to text in, weigh in on any topic today, phone lines are open for you and the text line is open for you as well. So there's lots of different things we can talk about. We started off the show with Tom Korski, of course, and talked a lot about federal politics. There are lots of rumors swirling that we could be facing an election in 2026, a federal election. Does the outcome change? Here's the question. Are there conservative MPs that are considering crossing the floor, and will we see that play into the 2026 election? Or have the two that crossed, are they the only two that are making this consideration? Certainly an election would be interesting in that regard. I'm still not convinced it brings us any significant different result, but I'm happy to hear your thoughts on that.